Okay, Channel 10, we're here at CES 2008. I'm at the Sandisk booth with Lance from Sandisk. Lance, thanks for your time.
No problem.
So I wanted to ask you about SSD, solid-state drives. What is a solid-state drive?
Solid-state drive is a replacement drive for a laptop computer built off solid-state memory, flash memory.
So that means no moving parts, is that correct?
There are no moving parts, and there's several benefits to solid-state memory. Faster access, there is no access time, so you have faster speeds, faster boot-up times, launching programs, about half the battery consumption of a conventional hard drive, IOs per second, about 100 times faster than conventional hard drives, so there's several benefits to solid-state memory.
So in consumer laptops and PCs now, we're starting to see SSDs as an option. You're saying this is not actually a new technology, though?
It's not a new technology. Actually, we've been doing it for about 10 years, and it's been used in military and aerospace applications. The price point was not feasible for in consumers. So now that the price point's getting better, it's being moved out into the consumer market as well.
Cool. So if I want an SSD drive for my laptop or for my UMPC, what are the capacities and what am I looking at for paying for these drives?
So capacities range from 32 to 72 gigabytes that we just announced. Mm-hmm. And the price range is going to be determined on the laptop manufacturer that you're talking to. You'd need to go to Dell or some of the other places that have the laptops and purchase through them.
And if you look at dollar for dollar, like a traditional hard drive with a 2.5-inch or a 3.5-inch platter versus SSDs, are they equivalent or is SSD a bit more expensive at the moment?
SSD is a bit more expensive. But if the benefits that SSD can provide is something that you can use, then absolutely it's well worth its price. But we do have the new SanDisk Vaulter, which is a more cost-effective solution for people who want the benefits of using solid-state memory to run their OS at a better price.
Okay, so we'll check that out in a second. We've got a few different types of memory here. Can you just quickly run me through what is here and how they're kind of different to each other?
Yeah, so what we have here, this is a 2.5-inch drive laptop replacement, a serial ATA connection. This is for your laptop, normal-sized laptops. The 1.8 is for more of the ultra-portable, ultra-light laptops, and we have both serial ATA and parallel ATA connections in the 1.8. What you see here is the M.H3 and the iNAND. These are embedded solutions for mobile handsets. The USSD is what's used in Intel's Classmate PC. It actually connects to the USB connector on the motherboard with 4.8 gigabytes of storage. And then we have your traditional compact flashes, SD, and SD cards.
So the compact flash there, I can see a 16 gigabyte. Is that the biggest CF card you can get these days?
That is currently the biggest CF card that we offer. There will be higher capacities as the years come.
Okay, and you've got some SD cards there as well. Can you just quickly run me through this SDHC? What does that mean?
The SD specification ran out at 2 gigabytes. So to build upon that, we had to work with the SD Association to introduce a new specification. Everything over 2 gigabytes is SDHC. So if you're looking for a device that uses the higher capacity cards, look for a host device that is specifically compatible with SDHC memory.
So an older digital camera or device that uses SD, if it doesn't actually support SDHC or have that logo, it'll be a maximum of 2 gigs?
A maximum of 2 gig. You can contact the host device manufacturer to see if they have a firmware update available, and sometimes there are. So if there's not a firmware update available for the device, it will be a maximum of 2 gigabyte.
Okay, and the new technology you were talking about before, let's have a look at that.
The new technology here that we're pretty excited about, this is called the SanDisk Vaulter. It's a PCI Express card with either 4, 8, or 16 gigabytes of memory, and the operating system will actually be installed to the PCI Express card. This gives you a more cost-effective solution because you can run your OS and get all the benefits of running your OS launching applications from flash memory and still have your conventional 200 gig, 300 gig hard drive in your laptop for storage of all your media, videos, MP3s, and things like that take up a lot of space but don't need the extra performance of the flash.
So is this the next step up from SSD?
This is kind of an in-between product. If you want the benefits of running your OS from SSD, but don't want to pay the price to go with a full SSD solution, then this is something you might want to look into.
Okay, and is this technology available today? Can I buy it already in the product?
It is not available today, but it will be available this year, and we're working now with the different laptop manufacturers to have it as an option that you could check off when purchasing.
Okay, and for more information on these products or these technologies, SanDisk website?
SanDisk website, yes.
And that is?
www.sandisk.com.
All right, Lance, thanks very much for your time.
No problem.